For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Confirmation hearings begin on Tuesday for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois tells Fox News Sunday he's concerned that the Trump administration is withholding information on Kavanaugh.
The assertion of executive privilege by the White House to take 100,000 documents and say the American people will not get a chance to see them as they reflect on Kavanaugh's background is the first time in history. This denial of access to documents violates a rule that we thought was the tradition of the Senate.
Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is, 55 or higher. If he does well, I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A moving tribute to Senator John McCain as he is laid to rest at the U.S. Naval Academy. A flyover of military jets performed a missing man formation in honor of the Navy pilot who was shot down over Vietnam and held prisoner for 5.5 years. After a private memorial service, there was a procession to the gravesite where McCain was laid to rest next to his lifelong friend, Admiral Chuck Larson. The race for governor of Florida has already turned into a political scramble. Tallahassee Mayor and Democratic candidate Andrew Gillum spoke on Meet the Press. He was asked about Republican contender Ron DeSantis and his comments, as well as the racist robocalls that were said to be paid for by a neo-Nazi group.
We cannot afford to weaponize race and to go to the bottom of the barrel here. And honestly, people are going to take their cues from what their leadership says. And in this case, Ron DeSantis is the leader.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
NATO forces now have a new commander as the 17-year-long war against the Taliban drags on in Afghanistan. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Army General Scott Miller taking over command in Kabul Sunday as Washington continues to deal with that long war against the Taliban there. The former commander of the U.S. Joint Special Operation Command saying at a ceremony that American forces cannot afford to be complacent. The U.S. has been working to increase pressure on the Taliban with more airstrikes and more troops to train local Afghan forces. But a Pentagon report earlier this year found there's not much evidence it's having a significant impact. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An angry mob watches as police take away a suspect in the rape of an 11-year-old girl. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
A suspected child rapist was taken into custody in New York City this past week. An angry mob gathered on the street as police led the 18-year-old away in handcuffs. This witness says it's a good thing for the suspect that police did arrive.
They were running all different directions. They were going this way, that way. Cars were coming from all directions. When they came out, they had to rush them out of the place to get them in a police car and get them out of there. Otherwise, I think they would have killed them.
The man allegedly broke into an apartment building and raped an 11-year-old girl in her bedroom. Police used video footage to track him to a nearby construction site. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News,